You can stay at home and save the world. You would have called that person crazy were you told this on 13th of November 2019, would you have not? But somehow and in some ways, we're at this unprecedented situation where that is exactly true. You can save a lot of lives by staying at home. We all can save millions of lives, including the people we genuinely love, simply by staying at home. Because as Dr. Strange once said, look, it's not overselling to say that the fate of the universe is at stake. Some may call it an exaggeration, others may label it as sensational. But the fact is out there in black and white. We have more than 500,000 COVID-19 cases around the world. 22,000 plus people have died, a number that's continuously climbing up. The pandemic has melted the economy into a global recession. That's very black and white. Now, while a lot of damage has been done, and the aftermath would be severely felt, the first task at hand is to stop the spread and immediately prevent further ruins. And it's as easy as what that person told you on 13th of November 2019, stay at home. Did you know an infected individual can pass novel coronavirus to 3 people? That doesn't sound too high. However, if those 3 people spread the virus individually to 3 other people, and this interaction goes through 10 cycles, that one person would be responsible for infecting 59,000 people. That's huge. Furthermore, the damage this one person does on the economy has its own math, which would contribute to recession, unemployment, hunger, and suicide. So, stop undermining the threat novel coronavirus posed to humans. It's serious. And as your part to put us on the course of recovery and heal the world, stay at home. Follow the guidelines by the government and local authorities. As a responsible organization, we're doing our part. Our whole team has gone remote, working from home. If you run a business, find ways to go digital. Adapt to the need of the hour. Innovate in your models, approach, and products. Help your employees during such difficult times, navigate them properly. Create awareness among them, and everyone around you. All the while, stay at home and break the chain of transmission. We're in this together. Let's work collectively. In just a few weeks we would all be fine, ready to step into a finer day that shines brighter than what we have seen in all these grim months.